You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I'm answering Alicia's question. She is in Colorado, and she wrote in and is curious about working with toddlers using the child-centered model and the filial therapy approach. So, super helpful question. Thank you, Alicia, for writing in. So, I want to discuss my take on working with kids that young, and I think it's helpful to cover three specific pieces of that. So, first, I think it's helpful to identify as small as we're able to work with. I know there are early intervention specialists and there's play therapy for 0 to 3, but I have found that the child-centered model specifically works best with 3 and up, give or take, but there's a little bit of wiggle room, so we'll talk about that. And I think it's helpful to understand how the process changes a little bit with the really young kids, and that the entire process is also quicker. So we will talk through all of those. Let me share her specific question so that we can dive in. So she wrote in and said, I just finished episodes of your podcast. I work in an elementary school in Colorado. And her question is, my background is actually early intervention, working with families with kids 0 to 3. So if you feel like discussing your thoughts on the filial or child-centered approach for toddlers, that would be amazing. So yes, I would love to. All right. So I think when we are talking about the age range with which we are able to work, and there are infant and early life play therapists, that is a very specific niche, and usually it's more of an early intervention, like Alicia mentioned. So anyone trained to work 0 to 3, they've usually done some type of early intervention program. The sweet spot, I've talked about this in earlier episodes, the sweet spot for play therapy is 3 and up. I think that's kind of the universal earliest age for the child-centered approach as a general rule. However, I have found it really kind of depends on the child. So I've worked with 2-year-olds, but I always have questions that I want to make sure that I have answers to for the parents. So I typically ask if they're potty trained, because I think that is relevant, not because I won't work with a child in a diaper. I actually have. But I need to know what to expect as far as, are there going to be accidents? Are they going to, you know, have a bowel movement in the middle of the session? And what are we going to do about that? Just the whole process. Are they going to need help using the bathroom if they have to go to the bathroom? There's just a lot of logistical and liability questions that I want to know. So that's one consideration I have. The second is how verbal they are. So there are some 2.5-year-olds that talk up a storm, and then there are some 2.5-year-olds that don't speak at all. And again, it's not a deal breaker either way, but I like to know how verbal the child is and where they are developmentally with their language skills. Because when a child can only point and grunt in the playroom, it's different than when they can say, help, or, you know, give you the cues that they're wanting to communicate. So, and look, let me throw the disclaimer in, because I never want things to be misinterpreted. Play therapy works with people who don't speak at all. It works with aphasia and apraxia and TBIs and those who are selectively mute and people with developmental disorders that are nonverbal completely. So I don't want to give the impression that a child has to talk for the child-centered model to work. They don't. I just like to be prepared. So these are more preparation questions than deal breaker questions. I think that's a helpful way to look at it. And I think also just where they are developmentally. I like to have the parent explain to me where they are, what they're capable of. So, you know, a child who doesn't walk well or doesn't have mobility or doesn't have dexterity or things like that, that's something that I just like to be prepared for when I'm considering if I'm if I feel that it's appropriate to work with a child under three. Okay, so then I think the next process is what happens in the playroom? How do we change the way that we interact when we have a child younger than three? Obviously, we tailor what we do and say to each child, and that is true in all age ranges. But I think it's also important to recognize we also need to be developmentally appropriate. So for example, if we're giving a choice with a two-year-old, we would only offer one choice as part of the choice. In other words, we go through the process of, and even maybe setting limits, it would be the same way. So if we're setting limits or giving a choice, one choice would be appropriate for a two-year-old. And so we just have to make sure that we are being cognizant of their developmental level. So we shorten our sentences. We work to be more brief and concise and clear. We keep reflection of content very brief. So we use the exact same skills. We just make sure that we make everything easier to digest and understand because they're so young. And then finally, I think it's really helpful to keep in mind the younger the child, the faster the play therapy process goes as a general rule. And what I mean by that is the entire process is quicker and they make progress faster. So I typically explain this to parents in this way because it's hard to help parents understand that there are four stages and we go through rapport building first, the introduction phase, then we move into resistance phase, and then we move into the work phase. All of those things are true, even for two-year-olds. However, I think it's very important to recognize that they dive in. They don't have the resistance. They don't have the cognitive ability to fight the process. So everything happens kind of on warp speed. So they typically bond with you really quickly. If there's any resistance at all, it's a blink of an eye. And then they're right into doing the work because they can't resist it or fight it or think about it or process it. And so I have found in my work with very young children that they blaze through all of the stages and all of the themes, and it's just a much faster process, which is actually really fun. I mean, I think that that's such an encouraging thing to watch, that play therapy works when it just can unfold, and little ones, that's just how it goes. So I love that. Okay, so that's my process specifically in the playroom with children under three. And I typically have never worked with a child under the age of two. However, as far as filial goes, which for those of you not familiar with that word, that is family therapy, but it is specifically the play therapy approach for family therapy in this particular scenario. So when we're talking about training parents, working with parents, equipping parents, they can do this from birth. As a matter of fact, I have done this since my son was born. And I always joked that he's been raised on play therapy. So I've trained parents who had under two at home, and they used those years as their practice for when the child was able to understand what was being said. So the first 2 years kind of serve as the sounding board, I suppose, or the practice ground for reflecting feelings and tracking behavior and offering choices and setting limits and using encouragement. All of the things that we want to be able to do for our children when they are cognitively at a place where they can understand and respond, we have those first couple of years as the opportunity to really get used to those skills. And so I've always encouraged parents, even with infants, work on this even with your infant, and they'll just stare at you and, you know, smile, but it gives you the opportunity to get really accustomed and used to using these skills. And so I feel that especially for younger children when working with families, it can be implemented from birth, but I find therapeutically speaking, it is the most helpful two and up. And I think the youngest I've worked with was like 2 and 4 months. So essentially 28 months, I think, is the youngest that I worked with. But I've had a lot of the 2.5 to 3-year-old range in the playroom with me. So And speaking of which, here's a funny toddler story. Speaking of working with toddlers, I had a morning client and the mom would bring him, I think it was like a 10 a.m. And I'll never forget this. She walked in the door carrying him. He's wearing nothing but a diaper. No shoes, no clothes, nothing but a diaper. And she's holding all of the stuff that he's supposed to be wearing. So she has a bag and she has a Publix, like our grocery store in the Southeast is Publix. So she has like a Publix bag and then she has like a diaper bag and she has his shoes and his socks and his shirt and his shorts and like everything. She's carrying him under one arm, all the stuff in the other arm. She walks in and I go, hey, and she sits him down and she goes, he refused to put clothes on, so you can deal with it. And she set everything down and turned around and walked out of the front door. And I was like, huh, I don't really feel comfortable playing with a kid wearing only a diaper. So we're going to have to work on this. So be prepared. If you work with kids under three, you will have some funny stories to tell. You will have some interesting experiences, but it is possible. And in that particular instance, he was excited to come play and you could tell he'd been crying because his face was red and, you know, his snot was running down his nose and everything. So I know that they'd had a morning and I said, you really want to come in and play, but if you choose to come in and play, you choose to put clothes on first. And he goes, okay. That was it. So I put his shorts on, put his shirt on. He walked in the playroom. And when mom came back, he was fully clothed and she looked at me with half admiration, half hatred, and like, how in the world did you do that? But that's amazing. So, you know, you have to get used to what toddlers bring and what that experience is like. But I really do love working with little littles because, like I said, the process is just fast and they blaze and there's so much progress so quickly. And it's just really exciting to see all of that unfold in such rapid succession. So, Alicia, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you reaching out, especially since your background is in early intervention. And for those of you that either come from that background or you're interested in working with younger kids, it's definitely doable. So I would encourage you, if you want to go in that direction, to pursue that. I think it's really meaningful work. So as always, I'm so grateful to spend some time with you this week. If you would like some additional training, please go to playtherapynow.com. You can find some opportunities there. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. Please reach out to me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. If you have a question, a comment, if you just want to say hello, I love hearing from you all and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.